This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. Episode 122 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan Cannell? What's up, everybody? Hashtag 122.
Been a big week, my man. We've had Matt Morris and Lane Beachley. Two different industries, obviously, with Matt more in the entrepreneurial marketing space and Lane being one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah, and this is another example of looking past their credentials or looking past what their paper reads, but looking at the accomplishments and that, you know, their road to where they are. Both common denominators is that hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a good segue into what we want to talk to the audience about today is, you know, that definition of hard work and what it means for hard work. And I'm sure that we'll both give our opinion. I'm sure it'll be different and some of it will be the same. But I think it is very important for people to embrace what hard work actually means. And for me, despite the fact that, yeah, I do have 10, 12-hour days, that's not the fact that I think is a hard work. Hard work is me kind of working every day. We were talking about before about those building blocks. Even if it's just the smallest little thing, we all in the back of our minds want to achieve something.
That's right.
So for me, it's kind of building up every day and putting just a little bit, being a little bit better when I go to sleep than I was when I woke up.
Yeah, and that's very, you know, when you're trying to differentiate the different levels of hard work, you know, we have to mention, though, it's super, super important that your work is meaningful work, or at least to you, your work is your craft. Because look, not everybody is going to be able to put themselves in a position to just be working for themselves. So I guess it comes down to understanding what makes you happy with that work. Mm-hmm. Like, are you, some people, I work 12 hours, it was hard work, would be different to a person that says the same thing, but the one is working for themselves and the one is working for, like, you know, a corporation. I think that the mindset would be a little different, right?
Yeah, and I think you brought up, when you mentioned working for a corporation, like, your circumstances right now, it could be someone that works an 8 to 4 o'clock job or 9 to 5 or whatever it is. They're working for someone and they might not love that. That might not be their dream. Or for some people, it might be their dream.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is to kind of really reflect what you want to actually achieve, because you can do so much outside of that 9 to 5. We've all got 24 hours in that day. And I think it's really reflective. If just because you work the 9 to 5, that might be your way of actually paying your way to doing something after 5 o'clock.
So true.
But what are you going to use with your time after 5 o'clock? That's what's going to really separate you from people that want to achieve and people that don't.
Yeah, and it's also, you brought up a good point about, it's almost like the older we get, we stop believing in having a dream job. We stop believing in doing what we love. Oh, I can't do that. You know, I'm too old, or I'm married, or I have a kid. I can't do what I wanted to do. Why can't we choose to do what we want to do and have fun with it for the rest of our life? Like Steve Jobs, we quote him all the time, Branson, one of those, somebody way smarter than me and way more successful than you and I once said, find what you want to do, find what you love, and do that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It just seems that with, you know, where we are today, it's just, you meet less and less people that kind of do that. Yeah. It's kind of disheartening a little bit.
It is a little bit, but I guess it's also something about what Lane actually spoke about, and it's just a simple quote, the power of choice. Remember when you asked her about that? And what she said when you asked her about what becomes an unsuccessful, well, what's the difference between a successful person and an unsuccessful person? And she said choice. And as I did explain in that example, like, just because you're not doing what you want to do right now,
you could choose to do something
different. You can choose maybe just a little thing that, just say you want to set up a business on the side, you know. People talk now about having, you know, it's becoming popular now saying the side hustle.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I don't really get, you know, the buzzwords, but, you know, it is a good reflective thing. The fact that you can be doing little stepping stones to try and get to where you want to be. And at the same time, you can still try to pay the bills until you get to that course, because every journey's got its path.
So. And you're going to have to keep the lights on. You're going to have to do something. And Lane, when the choice bit is super important, because I've been there before where things aren't going your way, and it's very easy for us as people to say that it's somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole ownership. Take ownership of where you are. Take ownership of where you want to be. And whatever happened before today, it's not. Don't let that affect you. So the ownership is huge, and the being aware of, like, you know, it's so hard. You would think there'd be a class to teach people what they want to do for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
We don't get taught that when we're in school.
We don't.
You know, we're getting taught this other language that's created by these big companies. This is what you're supposed to do. And think about this too. Think about the courses that we have to take are given to us. Like, we don't have really a choice to take the things we want to take.
Well, the syllabus is already there.
Yeah, because it's already there. I wonder, maybe somebody can answer this. I wonder if there's a school system out there or that has that system of, like, you know what? We don't have a curriculum. We're going to figure out what you're really good at, and we're going to find that, and then we'll build the curriculum around you.
You might have just innovated, man.
You know, think about that. Think of how magical that could be because we go through what? You know, say we live to be 70. How many different times from the time we're young to 70 do we change?
Well, you're right, because we all had a degree, right? Well,
yeah.
The majority of us do. We've been lucky enough to have education.
Very lucky. I don't think a lot of people
don't get that same opportunity. But at the end of the day, so I've got a finance degree. But that finance degree, every single person that's graduated with that finance degree learned the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you might have just, maybe you should bring up Jack DeLoser and say
Jack D, man, the entourage. But it's important too, man. Like, when you look at a guy like Matt Morris, and it's one of these instances where, like, I did my due diligence. I like Matt because I've been seeing him a lot on social media, and I love, you know, I'm really drawn to people who stand on stages and that energy, and he's spoken in front of, I think he's spoken in front of one event, like 80,000 people, something crazy like that. And he's taken a pretty unconventional route to get to where he is. He was in, I think, network marketing or MLM marketing, multi-level marketing. Yeah.
Well, it's just that comeback story. I think sometimes that comeback story just embraces passion in people.
Rocky.
Yeah, the best Rocky. The best people sometimes on the stage are those people that can tell the story. And he's got a magnificent story when he told us, you know, he was $750,000 in debt.
And he was more comfortable there than he was at $25,000 a day.
Yeah, didn't seem phased, did he?
And what did he say? Why wasn't he phased?
It's just because he had a plan, and he knew that he'd been there before. He had the experience, and he knew he could get himself back out.
And he knew he told us, and it goes back to when you started, the secret was hard work. He knew that he was going to outwork people. But that's a good point, man. But that hard work. So, guys, if you're listening at home and you're like, all right, all I have to do is work really hard to be super successful. I feel, though, it has to be aligned, though, with what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that there's hardworking gardeners out there and hardworking painters out there, but I don't know if they would be happy. Maybe that garden, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, making a garden look amazing and knowing how, you know, the crops grow and everything, but what if that person really wants to be something else?
Yeah.
And imagine, so working hard in that something you don't want to do and working hard in something you want to do is two different things.
Yeah, and let's leave everyone with a good reflective point. The fact that you might not, like we said at the top episode, might not be doing what you want to do right now, but what are you doing
to
try and get there?
Yeah. You know what? We must know who we have to become to get to where we want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. AJ Robertson. Yeah. Like, you might be driving a garbage truck today, and your vision is to own a business selling cars.
Yeah. Buy the garbage truck.
Yeah, you might be on the fence right now, just living every day driving a garbage truck. But what can you do after you finish driving the garbage truck? Yeah, I think that's what's going to separate you from getting from A to B. and getting to where you want to be at B than living where you are now at A.
Yeah, you brought up a quote a couple episodes ago. I don't know if you were talking about hard or the amount of hours in a day, how there's 24 hours in a day, and how people make excuses about not having enough time. And it was something about like being able to, well, if there's 24 hours in a day and I work this much, and something about everybody has the same amount of hours in the day. The successful one, people who are deemed successful and the ones that aren't, it's not like they have extra hours. You know what I mean? They're being more efficient probably in what they're doing.
Yeah, and it was like our special guest said today, you always make time for things that you want to do. So
yeah, man. That's true.
So there, guys. We've got a little bit deep on you today on a Friday wrap-up.
We were just in a meditation circle earlier. Yeah. You didn't talk about that one.
So we've got a big couple of weeks ahead, guys. So we've got Brian Habana, and we've also got Yannick Silva on next week. So that's going to be two outstanding. Different again. You know, we've got Brian, who's one of South Africa's greatest rugby union players, and then we've got Yannick, who's doing some great things on the entrepreneurial side. Like we spoke about last week, you know, the guy's friends with Richard Branson, and you
he's
know,
on his list to go to space.
He's on the list to go to space. That's all you really gotta set up a network of entrepreneurs
and a banner race to cheetah.
There you go. Setting new standards. Week after that, we've got Tim Sykes and Rose Singh.
Yeah, dude, you put another one in a sense. Tim Sykes, penny trader, made millions, but now he opens schools in third world countries. Over 40 of them, I think.
Yeah,
the kid, and then Roe.
Right, the corporate genius who now goes around the world teaching people happiness. So
Jesus, I love this.
We've got some deep, set yourselves in, get yourself somewhere comfortable because we've got some deep conversations ahead.
Yeah, man, this is the beautiful part about what we do, and we appreciate you guys tuning in.
Yeah, so tune in next week. Just remember, please share the episode with your family and friends, and you can connect via iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or Johnny South social media.
Yeah, follow me, guys, Johnny Stofko. You'll find me on all socials. Check the new website out, johnnystofko.com.
There you go. Give him some feedback. I'm at TristanCanelFitness.com. Guys, like I said, next week, Brian Habana and Yannick Silva. So stay tuned.
Till then, peace.
See you then, guys.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.